it's finishing the story, taking that championship from you? Or is finishing the story taking everything from you? Let me make it abundantly clear. I want that title. Matter of fact, I'm moving my own goalpost. I want that title, I want everything, and I am coming for it. I am coming for you, Roman Reigns. But not at WrestleMania. I mentioned taking counsel. Roman, one of the individuals I talked to, he knows you very well.
Hello, you're listening to the PCB Wrestle Pod. I am your host, Daniel. Last night on SmackDown, The Rock confronts Roman Reigns, and it looks like it's official. At WrestleMania 40, in the main event, it does indeed look like we are getting The Rock versus Roman Reigns. So, obviously, the segment started. Roman comes out. I mean, he takes a bit of a shit. We're going to get into like the crowd reaction, mainly, in a little while, but the Roman comes out and he takes a complete massive shit on Seth Rollins in the World Heavyweight title. And then there's this thing where they seem to be trying to convince the Royal Rumble winner to then choose them. I mean, that's a new tactic. I've never really, unless I'm mistaken, I've never really noticed them trying to do that. Usually, do you know what I mean? Especially the heel champion Roman, he's usually trying to avoid that. But it seems like Roman, he's not trying as heavy as Seth did to convince, but he does, Roman does say, why don't you go again? But then we get Cody coming out to a massive pop. And he says he wants to take, I can just see the reaction now. He says he wants to take everything away from Roman Reigns. And he wants the WWE Championship, but not at WrestleMania. But he took some counsel. And the person he takes counsel from, who else but The Rock. The Rock comes out. He gives Cody Rhodes the fateful, we won't call it a kiss of death, but a hug of death. Pats Cody on the shoulder. Come on, kid. Fuck off. Big boy's here to play. Stares down Roman and it looks like it's official. As I said at the start, The Rock versus Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. And yeah, Twitter X, whatever it's called, is in absolute meltdown. I mean, and I don't really understand the criticism of this. I mean, let's go back to September when The Rock came out for this segment. The whole of Twitter was like, oh, can't wait for this. Please give us The Rock versus Roman. And people are so, I don't know, I think it's just the culture on Twitter where people just want to, mainly me as well, they just want to complain. I don't quite understand the level of complaint for this. I mean, The Rock versus Roman Reigns, it is the biggest match that WWE have put on in the last decade. Comfortably, what's bigger? Think of the big WWE matches that have taken place. What is bigger than this? There isn't anything. And I mean, finish the story. Everyone's going about, oh, Cody didn't get to finish the story. The Bloodline story. Yeah? You've got two stories, right? You've got Cody's story. You've got the Bloodline story. The Bloodline story is drawing up here and Cody's about here, yeah? This Bloodline story has been and is the main story in WWE. And it has been since, what are we going back to now? 2020? We're in 2024, and this story needs to end with The Rock versus Roman Reigns, yeah? For the title, for the head of the table. I don't know this bullshit about, oh, it doesn't need the title. I hate that saying in wrestling. Doesn't need the title. The title is going to make this match that 5% bigger than it won't do, because it's to take everything away from Roman Reigns. you know what I mean? You need to take this title, this 3.5 year reign away from him. And it's The Rock. I can't believe we're living in a world where people are complaining about The Rock versus Roman Reigns. I mean, we're going to WrestleMania, yeah? Right? Tebs, who's coming up, he's a big Cody Rhodes fan. I like Cody. I have no problem with Cody. But what I just don't think people are, like, understanding is, yeah, for the people who watch WWE every week, feel sorry for you. But the people who watch the weekly TV from start to front on WWE, yeah, they want Cody versus Roman at WrestleMania. That is the big match for them. But for me, I mean, I just watch the pay-per-views. I might watch the odd segment. To me, Cody, Roman Reigns, it's a big match. It's not the match, though. It's not... Do you know what I mean? It's not... I'm going to... As I say, we're going to WrestleMania, yeah? And I'm thinking, Cody, Roman at WrestleMania 40. We saw that last year. We want something bigger. Do you know what I mean? If I'm going all the way to WrestleMania in Philadelphia, obviously you can tell by my accent, I'm from the UK. I want a massive match. This is WrestleMania 40, do you know what I mean? This is one of the big ones, the 40th WrestleMania, and it should be headlined by the biggest match. And Cody versus Roman, I hate to break it to people, is not the biggest match they are capable of putting on. Okay, let's say Dave, right? Dave from down the road. He loved wrestling, he loved the WWF, yeah? He watched the Attitude Era. The last match he probably watched was probably when The Rock came back and faced John Cena. Maybe Stone Cold versus Kevin Owens. Do you know what I mean? That might have got him to, like, give it a go. Dave, if I go up to Dave and go, all right, Dave, basically, the main event of WrestleMania is Cody finishing the story. Do you think Dave's going to give a shit about that? He's going to be like, Cody finishing his story? I'm not really bothered about that. But if I go up to Dave and go, hey, Dave, you know what, WrestleMania? The Rock is coming back for one last match to confront his cousin, the guy who's been the champion for 3.5 years, and it's going to be The Rock versus Roman Reigns in the main event. He's going to be thinking, yeah, all right, I'll give that a go. Do you know what I mean? It's all well and good, and I hope, and I'd like to think that Triple H and WWE aren't put off by 200,000 dislikes on Twitter, on YouTube, sorry. These are probably these guys that watch, 200,000 people who watch Raw front to start every week, psychopaths otherwise known as, they're crying about Cody Rhodes not main event in WrestleMania, yeah? And it's like, you don't see the bigger picture. Nobody cares about you. The WWE doesn't give a shit about you. You are not going to go away. You've been watching every week, yeah? WWE wants to grow. It wants to get more people watching their product. And by doing Cody versus Roman Reigns, Dave is not going to tune in for that. Dave is fucking buzzing that WrestleMania 40 is The Rock versus Roman Reigns. So yeah, I just think people need to understand this, yeah? It's not like Cody. I mean, like, let's go back. Let's rewind, 10 years? And I can't be bothered with this whole... This is like a pound shop version of the Daniel Bryan stuff, yeah? Like, Daniel Bryan, yeah, wasn't challenging for the world title on the other show like Cody is facing Seth, we're assuming, yeah? Daniel Bryan didn't win the Royal Rumble. Daniel Bryan was going to face Sheamus. He was going to face fucking Sheamus in a non-title match at Mania. Do you know what I mean? That was the plan for Daniel Bryan. That sparked the revolt. As Daniel Bryan fans, we would have Bryan Danielson, whatever we'd call him, we'd have all been happy if he'd have been facing the world title, the world champion on the ramp. That wasn't the case. That is what started all this. And it's number 5 trending. We want Cody. Oh, there's 200,000 dislikes. Everyone commenting Triple H and The Rock's picture. Are you fucking crazy? It's The Rock versus Roman Reigns. Go back to WrestleMania a few years ago. One of the title matches was Lashley versus Drew McIntyre. We've been served up some shit at WrestleManias. I've been to some of these WrestleManias. We had Seth versus Brock in the main event. We had crap Brock versus Roman matches. We had Taker on one leg versus Roman Reigns. We had a dead-ass Becky Lynch match main event in WrestleMania 35. The other one too. This is The Rock versus Roman Reigns. I don't understand what is wrong. What is wrong with people? The segment itself, I mean, this just sums it all up. You go on Twitter and everyone's crying. Yeah, and I first read Twitter and I thought, I'm going to watch this segment. I watched the segment, yeah. The Rock comes out to a thunderous pop. The entire building rises when they realise Cody. That's the reaction. When Cody Rhodes, yeah, says, but not at WrestleMania, but I've got a special counsel, yeah. The whole building rises, yeah. Because they know it's going to be The Rock. The whole building are chanting, Rocky, Rocky. The whole building, yeah, are chanting, this is awesome, as The Rock versus Roman Reigns stare down as SmackDown goes off air, yeah. They don't give a fuck about what BlissFan222 has to say on Twitter. They give a fuck about what the live crowd in the building are going to say. They give a fuck about what Dave, who hasn't watched for the last 15 years, wants, yeah. They've already got all you guys. They've been feeding you shit for the last 15 years and you still have watched every week. They've got you. They're not bothered. They're bothered about getting more fans. Cody Rhodes versus Roman at WrestleMania isn't drawing shit. It's not drawing shit. The Rock versus Roman Reigns is the draw, and that is why it's happening at WrestleMania. So I think people just need to deal with it, really. I mean, all this bitching and crying. So the best thing is, AEW fans are like, come home, Cody. Come home. It's like, come home to do what? Feud with QT Marshall and Anthony Ogogo. I mean, QT isn't there anymore. What was Cody doing in AEW? Jobbing out to Aleister Black, Malakai Black. He wasn't doing nothing in AEW. Like, he's won the Royal Rumble. Everyone's crying about Cody. He's won the Royal Rumble, yeah? He's going to WrestleMania to beat Seth Rollins for that title. And you're complaining. He's doing this. I guarantee if you spoke to Cody Rhodes, he would understand. Because he gets the business, yeah? BlissFan222, you don't understand, so yeah. The Rock versus Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. I mean, you never know. Maybe it could change. Maybe all you whining bitches could get the WWE to change their mind. Hopefully not. Hopefully Triple H. I don't think it will. I mean, they're doing the press conference on Thursday. And PW Insider have reported that it is going to be The Rock versus Roman Reigns. It is going to be Seth versus Cody. You never know, that might change. I don't think it should. The right decision has been all along, as we've stated on this podcast, The Rock versus Roman Reigns. They planted the seed in September. They brought him out in January the 1st. Now, the big mistake that I'm going to say I think that they've done is have Cody win the Royal Rumble. I mean, it's rumoured that it was only the last couple of days that they decided to go with The Rock versus Roman when Punk was out, Lesnar's out. A lot has changed in a week. And I do think there's probably something to that. I mean, I've said during the week, look, we're not getting Punk, we're not getting Lesnar. You need Rock versus Roman. But as like I said, the only flaw in the storyline maybe is, do you know what I mean, Cody winning the Rumble and pointing up at Roman. I mean, really, they probably wouldn't have done that. If they'd have not had Cody win the Royal Rumble, yeah, and The Rock would have done it, they would have probably been fine with it. I mean, it will be interesting. I mean, I could be wrong. I'd be very surprised, but I still think in Philadelphia, you might get one loser in an AEW shirt chanting Cody's name, yeah? But I think for the majority, you're going to get The Rock versus Rock. I guarantee the majority of people in that building in Philadelphia on April 6th, April 7th, whenever it is, when you get The Rock and Roman Reigns in the same ring, they're going to be absolutely buzzing. I just think it's blowing my mind. I just can't get into my head why everyone is crying that they're not... Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns, or The Rock versus Roman Reigns. I prefer pizza to garlic bread myself, but clearly not for some people. But yeah, the segment was great. I think the match is going to be great. We now get two huge main events. We get Cody finishing his story against Seth Rollins or whatever he's doing on night one. We get The Rock versus Roman Reigns night two. Two huge matches. Do you know what I mean? And Seth himself did a great job on Monday night. Great job of selling this. Hopefully they can carry on with that. I mean, we might get a little bit of crowd revolt on the way home. I didn't think crowd revolt still could happen in WWE. I didn't think you guys had it in you. I thought you'd all fucked off to AEW and watch the real wrestling. But yeah, maybe not. But yeah, so that's the way we're going. I think I've not really got much more to say about that. We've got the press conference on Thursday. Yeah, look out for another video. Like I say, Rock versus Roman Reigns, WrestleMania 40. Bring it on. Thanks for listening, everyone. Cry in the comments below. Thanks. See you later.